The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia, and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon, and it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. Only with your help, Brave Guardian, will we capture Naporia's most wanted and return them to Eudala's dungeon. Only then can we bring the Light of Lathander back to Naporia. And you are the only one who can control the magic of the dungeon to create the foes that will make the Dungeon Rats pay for their horrible past. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. Today is a good day, for Bugfly the Bewitched has fallen to the ground, and it looks like there is no way for her to get up. And I am confident that she's the first domino to fall. And we all know that Gilf will be next, because he has been paralyzed by... here I am, getting ahead of myself. I'm just so excited. I'd like to thank Megan Kenny for her sad suggestion, and Tom Fumo for the confidence boost. Okay, so now, to catch you up, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers, and they have escaped Eudala's dungeon and are on the run from all of us here at the Court of Crowns. But fear not, for we are close to capturing or killing them all. Captain Gootman had Rhoda, Bugfly, and Gilf in his sights. For some reason, Gilf still pretends to be Kane Hallmark, his secret alias. He may have his friends fooled, but we know who you are, Gilf. Captain Gootman would have captured them too, for he was armed with a water tiger. But unfortunately, Beauregard showed up to defend the party. He came out of nowhere and almost defeated our captain and his men. To be honest, the men and the water tiger were lost to the greater good. But Captain Gootman has returned to our hiding place. After their battle with the Army of the Light, Beauregard took the rats to what he thought was a safe hiding place, only to discover that it too was shrouded in darkness. Because inside the very Magnarium mines that Beauregard was working in was an Emo Beholder. Although not as powerful as a normal Beholder, the Emo Beholder's strength is their ability to swing their moods as much as their beams. One blast paralyzed Gilf. The other dropped Bugfly in a single shot. The domino has fallen. And this is where we are now. So, let's get back to the party as they try desperately to save their friend.
I'm like dead. Like, dead.
No, you're not dead. You have full health. And you'd have to go negative what your actual HP is.
Oh,
correct.
Jesus Christ.
What's your HP?
23?
You're dying.
So you're only 7 under.
Yeah.
What a nasty look. A lot.
You also have 3 health potions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This highly irritated beholder, one of the eyes that you're not grabbing with your mage hand, locks onto you and blasts a beam in your direction. Your brain suddenly goes crazy and starts to feel scrambled. You fall to the ground in pain and take 30 damage.
Oh, my love. I am crumpled to the ground.
Next up is Gilf.
Constitution saving throw?
Yep. Shake off that paralysis.
14.
It does not work. You are still paralyzed. So, from behind the beholder, you hear another yell. Beauregard, if you're not going to do this, I'll take care of it myself. Blah! And you see this little dwarf with a pick in its hand run up and try to spike the beholder in the back.
Well, this might get solved quickly.
And he misses horribly.
Oh, no!
Beauregard, I need you! Next up, Beauregard.
Okay, so I've seen her fall.
You've seen her fall to the ground.
Change of plans then. I'm going to spend one more key point. I'm going to run to her, lay on hands, grab her, and dash out outside the mouth of the cave. And
yeah, because you could get to her without the beholder even seeing you, because she was leaned around the edge looking, using her mage hand.
Oh, so I'm right next to her.
Yeah, so you could be on the outside of the mouth of the cave and grab her.
Yeah, I will grab her, heal her, and drag her outside the mouth of the cave.
Back behind that Magnarium cart.
Right. Do I have to spend a key point for that, or can I just do that?
No, because you'd be in range.
Perfect. And I will give her back 27.
Jeez.
That's all of it.
We need a rest. It's a long rest for all of us.
Already. It's like 10 minutes in and we need a long rest.
Well, you'd only give her 23 because her max HP is 23, correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. Take 23.
Yay.
So if Chris takes 4 hit points, I can heal him.
Chris.
Next up is Rhoda.
Well, where is the beholder at this point?
Still in the mine.
I assume the glow is getting brighter and brighter as he's coming.
Yeah, but he's in no rush. He used his last turn to shoot the thing poking him in the eye.
Yeah. I feel like we should leave.
No, you're right. The instinct to leave is correct.
After I see Bugfly get hit and Beauregard heal her, I'm going to run over, pick up Bugfly, and be like, we gotta go. And I want to run.
You just run away.
So I just start running away. Like, what's behind me? Like, can I run back a little bit further to hide in more dense wood area?
Yes, you can. So you could run away from the base of the mountain, across Lumpy King Road, and into the woods.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
So you basically use a dash action to do that.
Yep, and I'm very dasherful.
You're across the street and just into the woods a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I have Bugfly. Yeah, she carried
me. You have Bugfly in
there. Yeah.
So Bugfly leaned around a corner. Her brain exploded. She died, basically.
Yeah.
She was grabbed, healed, dragged out of the cave by me, and then immediately picked up and sprinted to the wood line. That must have been fucked up.
Yeah. Also, the party loves Bugfly.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
As they're leaving a man paralyzed.
Meanwhile,
on the ground.
Yeah, I was gonna say, meanwhile.
The whole time I'm running, I'm like, nothing matters but Bugfly and the pouch. Nothing matters but Bugfly and the pouch. Nothing matters but Bugfly and the pouch.
Roger, don't worry, I'm still here.
Gilf like looks over at the cave opening and he sees this beholder, and then he looks over to his right because he's laying on his back and he just sees like horse poo. He's like,
and we are to Bugfly.
Oh, man.
You are in Rhoda's arms.
Everything got so fucked. I grab Rhoda by the face and I start kissing her forehead. And I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bugfly, stop. You're going to make me cheat on the possum god.
You're my best friend. Thank you.
You're my best friend, too, after the possum god.
Where's everyone?
Well, Daryl's dead.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that Gilf is, I don't know. I would bet that he went back to that town where we saw the moving pictures, and he's probably just watching himself.
Smash cut to Gilf looking at poo.
Because you know how much he loves air conditioning and popcorn. And Beauregard is with that stranger. I don't really know why. He should just leave him there.
We should take the stranger.
What?
We should take him.
What? Why?
I.
He's like dead weight. I mean, I want to care for all of the possum's creatures, but right now I'm worried about saving the most we can.
I think I know him.
You know that stranger?
I think so.
Kane Hallmark?
I'm just going to climb the nearest tree and just see if I can see what they're doing from my tree.
Roll dexterity.
Oh, no.
It's so bad.
Oh, you think you're climbing a tree, but you're just climbing Rhoda.
Yeah, perfect.
You just climbed to the top of Rhoda's head.
Here we go.
Your brain is still a bit scrambled.
Take that tree.
Bugfly.
I'm mastering this tree.
On this turn, the beholder leaves the entrance of the mine. Can see the Magnarium cart with Belgard crouched behind it.
Should I roll a hide?
Yeah, roll hide. Because you said you were going to hide, right? Yeah.
That would be an 11.
I'm so sorry. I know I'm smiling, but I feel terrible.
Do I have advantage to hide because I'm behind a cart?
No.
Damn it. Motherfucker.
Roll a wisdom saving throw.
5. Oh. Would be a 5.
Suddenly, you feel very frightened. You are so scared of this beholder. You saw what it did to Bugfly. You saw what it did to Andrew or whatever his name is. All you can do is run and run as fast as possible away.
Is that the same direction they ran?
You can on your turn, but you're a monk, so you would burn everything you could to just run.
Right, so I'm going to run really fast.
Yeah, that's the emo beholder's turn. For any mechanic heads out there, the reason he's only getting one ray is because he's got hair covering his other eyes.
Oh,
so he's not getting three turns.
Thank goodness.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a good thing you cleared that up before everyone attacked you over rolls.
It happens.
I know.
If he gets really mad, he just swoops it out of the way for a second.
Oh, yeah. Next up is Gilf. So come on, shake off that paralysis.
I can think though, right?
Yeah, you can think.
Okay, can I roll either, what would it be, like a wisdom or history about the Magnarium and the Beholder, if there's any correlation? Because we might have hidden behind something that like it fucking wants.
Yeah, that's true, I was thinking that.
Oh, one.
Fudge.
You don't even remember what is in the cart.
Yeah, okay.
You're so worried about being paralyzed.
Gotta get away from that salmon cart.
And then Gilfrose's constitution saving throw. 12.
Nope. Still paralyzed.
Oh my god.
Once again, this small dwarf runs up with his pickaxe. He's gonna strike down this beholder. And he misses horribly again and falls to the ground. Belagard! Belagard, we have a deal! Help me!
I can't imagine in this contract there was like a little sub-contract that said must defend from beholder.
Yeah, save me.
I don't think that was in there.
It probably wasn't.
But also, if he dies, are you free from your contract? I'm just
technically,
saying.
No, technically I'm absolutely free. It's literally just this dwarf and this hole in the wall, you know?
Does he leave his possessions to somebody else?
Oh, we get his stuff. Dibs.
This is why you guys are evil. Belagard, it's your turn.
My turn is going to be spent running?
It has to be.
So he'll spend a key point because he gets to then take a bonus dash action.
You're double dashing.
Yes. And he also runs at 40 feet already. And my jump distance is now doubled. So he's sprinting straight towards them. And at the last second, like clears them with a giant leap and keeps running.
You run deep into the woods. Rhoda and Bugfly, this whoosh of air goes past you as you think you see the robe of Belagard, but it's flying.
Fucking love it. Love it.
That's so good.
Next up is Rhoda. You've got Bugfly climbing on your head.
Here we go.
You just saw Belagard go flying past you.
And while Belagard is flying over me, my hair, like I turn and my hair like whooshes behind me like a model and I'm like, whoa. And I imagine that wind's so big that it almost blows Bugfly off
me.
Yeah,
certainly. Yeah.
So I catch her.
Did you just make up a problem for yourself?
Yeah. All right. Not difficult enough already.
Roll dexterity. The wind is so strong, it blows Bugfly off your head. She falls to the ground in front of you.
It's a 7.
Yep.
Yep. I belly flop.
Still under a 10.
But I look good the whole time.
You look great.
Yeah.
Your arms are out to catch her, but they're a little too wide, and she just falls right through the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that since I see Beauregard, I'm going to try following him. Ooh, and I get up and I start jogging.
Bugfly?
So I want to use Mage Hand too, because Andrew Kane Hallmark.
Kane Andrew Hallmark.
Yeah. Is still in torpor, essentially, right? He's just frozen, paralyzed on the ground.
Yes.
So I'm going to use Mage Hand to tie my rope around him and try to drag him.
Ooh. I'm going to say you're at max distance, but your rope is, there's no way this rope is long enough.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I think you could get your Mage Hand there.
Also, Mage Hand is 5 pounds.
But your rope is not 120 feet. Your rope is 50 feet long, and you're about, at this point, 120 feet away.
Does it look like he's going to the Magnarium cart?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to distract him by prestidigitation, either a smell or a loud sound, to get him away from Kane.
Oh, you can totally do that.
So, yeah, I'm going to make it the sound of cracking branches.
How about we roll against each other?
Okay. 15.
So it definitely tricks him. You see the emo beholder turn and look into the woods in your general direction, but not focused on anybody individually. And he starts moving towards you. And that's how he spends his turn. And he doesn't move very quickly, so he's just hovering across the road, and he's just getting into the woods right now.
Okay, I'll just roll the constitution first. 9.
Oh.
Never getting out of here, man.
No.
Gilf just thinks about all the times that he wanted to rest on the journey in the last year.
Yeah.
It's just you get what you ask for. Okay, I'm going to do an arcana on the beholder. 23.
Out of the corner of your eye, as you look at the beholder enter into the woods, you notice whenever that main center eye of the beholder looks at something, your magic feels drained. But as soon as that eye is not looking at you, you feel as magical as you've ever been.
Oh, real interesting.
Beauregard, you're up. You've been sprinting away from the beholder. I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
That would be a 12.
You still fear the beholder. But since you can't see it, you have stopped running. But you know if you were to see it again, all you'd want to do is run.
So I know what's been done to me.
You know you're very scared.
It doesn't matter if I'm afraid, I'm still going to save him. I would skid to a halt, spin on a dime, and run straight backwards. Can I see the glow of the beholder?
I'm going to say no. You're deep into the woods. You've run pretty far.
Okay, then I will make an arc back. Hopefully not going to cross its path again, because I got to get Andrew out from underneath the cart.
I'll say the arc makes it take 3 dashes to get back.
I will spend my last key point.
So that's going to be the double dash. So now you're still a dash action away from the mouth of the cave.
Good luck, Doug.
Next up, Rhoda.
So the beholder is coming towards us into the woods.
It's examining the woods, looking at the spot where it heard a noise. So it hasn't seen you yet, and you're pretty far away.
I kind of want to create a minor illusion of a different emo song.
Okay.
Maybe in the woods, but to the left of where we are, to kind of make it trajectory of that way.
Okay. What song?
This is what I had been trying to think about this for through everyone's turn of what emo lyrics do I know? And I was I cannot even, for some reason, I can't even think of a song.
Pat can produce these on demand.
What about, what about some
My Chemical Romance?
What about some My Chemical Romance?
Oh, which one? Yeah. Teenager Scare.
That one, sure.
I'm not okay.
I'm not okay.
Okay, so you start singing it.
I don't know all the words.
Just sing the line.
I'm not okay. Like that?
This is your turn. I feel like you got to sell it. We shouldn't be hyping you up to do this.
But I don't know how it goes.
You don't know I'm not okay?
Hold on. Opening Spotify. Pause recording for a second. I love this album.
You queued that up way too fast.
Yeah. It was
I favorite out love the shit out of this album.
Yeah, it was absolutely in his favor.
It's a really good album.
So good. So I'm going to cast Minor Illusion to create a My Chemical Romance song over in the woods away from us to see if the beholder will maybe follow that sad life.
What song is it?
I'm not okay.
In the distance, you hear minstrels start playing this really catchy tune that's pretty great. The beholder's entire body turns to face it. And he says, "If you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say. I never want to let you down or have you go. It's better off this way. All the dirty looks, the photographs your boyfriend took. Remember when you broke your foot jumping out the second floor? I'm not okay. And he just drifts off into the distance singing this song.
Gilf is humming it under his voice.
Awesome. I think we fall out of initiative now.
Whew.
The emo beholder is quite preoccupied and
you're all welcome.
Seemingly happy as it could be.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Have I gotten to this dude?
Let's say you have, because you've gotten all the way around. And again, the beholder is still in the woods, but he does not seem at all interested in you.
I'd slide under the cart with the human and put a hand on him. Doug, are you all right?
Paralysis wears off.
Oh, God. Yeah, thanks.
Is this stuff we've been mining explosive?
No, it's a very strong mineral used in armor and various weapons.
Bugfly was so excited for a split.
Yeah, I was like, is it explosive? Tell me now.
No, it is highly reflective, though.
I'm going to very gently and quietly drag him out from the cart. Now, can I still see them along the tree line?
Well, I don't know. What are you two doing?
I'm hanging upside down in a tree.
Praying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm kind of walking towards the tree line or to meet them halfway.
Okay, so you're walking back towards the mine as well.
Yeah.
So yes, you do see them now, Beauregard.
We still have to get Lokar.
Who's that?
You see a dwarf stand up and he is brushing off his pants.
Lokar, quickly.
Yeah, Beauregard! We made it! We survived!
Oh, it hasn't gone far. Be quiet.
It's gone! I don't see him anywhere!
I'll just slap a hand over his face.
Is he me-sized?
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. But he's a lot squattier than you are.
Yeah.
He's like a circle.
He's a circle.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And he's got a thick mustache and a sunken brow.
Cool.
Is there a place inside the mine I would know that has a door or a place we could lock?
You do have your bunk inside the mine.
We can go back in the mine and lock a door.
What? Do beholders know how to use doorknobs?
It's a damn good question. Would I even know that?
I don't think so. You don't even know what you were harvesting or what you were mining.
Wait, why do we want to go back in there?
To rest?
We could rest outside as well. Either way, would we should probably not hide in the mine the thing just came out of. That's probably smart, actually. Beauregard is so dumb.
And that guy is running back. Maybe he's getting reinforcements or something to come after us.
What guy?
Oh, the captain.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect. We lead the captain to the boat. No, we went just fuck it. Let's just run. Let's just run and hide.
Do you have some of those racks?
I have racks?
Racks. Rocks.
Oh, rocks. Rocks. Well, we can just grab some. They're right here. Would you like some?
No, you can't just grab our rocks, Beauregard. We gotta sell those.
We gotta run, my friend. Grab as many as you can carry.
Wow, this is my business.
Can we roll a cart with us?
You're going to steal my cart?
No. We're not going to steal stuff.
We're protecting it.
From whom?
Everything seems safe now. And in his hand, you see he's holding this orb and it's glowing. And he keeps holding it up to the side of his head. And he's like, everything is great. It's perfect. And I'm strong enough to protect this place.
I just want to say that I have no cares in the world about you.
What?
Because we're strangers.
We are.
Hi.
But I defended you and saved you.
Did you?
What?
Because I'm pretty sure that the possum god is what saved us.
Possum god? Who that?
Kane takes a step around while they're having this conversation, and he kind of like looks at the orb. I want to roll an arcana, okay. See if I know what it is. 18.
Ah, in your travels, you've come across writings of this. It's called a bolstering bauble. What it does is it whispers things into the person who's holding its ear and tells them about all their greatest virtues and strengths.
It's a self-esteem ball. Oh.
You're good enough. You're smart enough.
Can you, like, pick one of those up on Amazon or something? I'm just asking
no, they're
for
very
a friend.
Rare.
just asking for a friend.
Not that we need that. It's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, my gosh.
Is this thing cursed or is it something he's done to himself?
You can ask him. He seems happy and enjoying his life and very confident in himself. Well, come inside the mine. We'll be safe there.
Okay, you lead the way.
How often has the beholder come into your house?
Never before.
Why'd it come in now?
Your guess is as good as mine. It's getting pretty wild out here. We haven't seen the sun for some time. I just assume they are related.
So he wants to put us back into the mine where the beholder came out of. Cool, I just want to make sure.
I'm just saying it's perfectly safe.
Okay, how about you walk first to lead the way because I don't know where I'm going.
Perfect, follow me!
And he walks into the mine.
And he looks back at you and he's waving.
Oh,
he's like, it's late, come on in.
Well, Verota gets down from the tree, but it's as graceful as usual.
Roll dexterity.
9.
It's as graceful as usual.
So I just kind of like fall out. Thanks, possum god.
Do I know? So I know about that orb, right?
Yes.
Do I know if it compels? Like if he has to hold it, would I know that?
Yes. And you know he doesn't. He's just choosing to keep it.
He's just choosing to keep it. Yes. Yeah. Gotcha.
So as we're, are we following him? I'm assuming we are.
I don't know enough about a beholder to answer that question, so I guess Billigard would just shrug.
Yeah. That's fine. As we're walking then towards the mine, I want to roll sleight of hand and I want to steal some of the smagnarium. That's why I was like, walk first. I'm going to steal from you. Oh, God. That's not terrible. 12.
You grab some smagnarium and you put it into your pocket.
Come on. Come on, Billigard. You know, we've got plenty of spiced meat. We can Ooh. Eat. We can relax.
I love good meat.
So you walk into the mine. You get about 25 feet in, and you see a crudely built wooden door. And you open it up, and in there, there's a room. It's got two bunks, one considerably larger than the other. A small table, what looks like a kitchen area, and there's even a pot of already boiling two.
So now that we're in here, that thing can just come right back and get us. So I think Bellegarde is going to go back and like put some branches over the entrance, you know, to try and camouflage it.
Yeah, and Gilf thinks that's a good idea. So he follows and goes to help him.
Excellent. Thank you, Zach. I could use the help.
Sure. Let's just...
Right this way, Zach.
Yeah, okay.
And Kane is just picking up like loose branches and trying to stack them up in front of the cave. And he's just like walking into the forest a little bit and then coming back with like what he thinks is like a big branch, but like Bellegarde's coming back with like tree trunks.
I'm literally ripping them out of the ground and just leading them across the entrance.
Yeah. And Gilf hasn't seen Bellegarde in like over a year. So he just wants to like kind of catch up and see what's going on in his life. Like, why does he live in a cave now, you know? So he would be like,
why is he a miner? Yeah.
He'd be like, so you like live in this cave, huh?
Bellegarde just slams a tree down. I live here and I work here.
Oh.
Goes to get another tree.
So, how long have you been working with that Lokar guy?
We are 1 year into our 5-year contract.
Contract, huh?
Yes. Lokar put up all the money for this. In exchange, I promised him that I wouldn't go anywhere for 5 years.
What,
Gilf is like struggling with like a small branch. He's like barely moving it.
Belagard just kind of like takes it from him with one hand and places it on top.
And because he's holding on, he's kind of like lifted in the air a little bit. Like,
be careful, Lance.
Oh, thanks. What did you need? What'd you need all that money for?
And Belagard would stop. And he would pull a flask out and take a long sip of water. Kind of wipe his brow. Put it back. And he looks you dead in the eye. A friend of mine was taken.
Oh.
I wish to gather enough money to try and resurrect him.
Oh, man. That's really nice of you, but like, it's like 5 years of your life.
He was a good friend. It is well worth that time.
How sure are you that it'll work?
I am not. If his soul is unwilling, it will not return. There are no guarantees.
Mm.
Either way, the money is spent.
Man. You sound like you're a real good friend.
Not really.
No?
If I was a good friend, I would have kept us all together.
You probably couldn't have controlled that. Things happen all the time, you know? I mean, I used to have, like, this great group of friends. They were, like, my best friends, you know? And then one day we all just had to, like, split up and go our own separate ways. And, like, I miss them, you know? But, like, you just gotta move forward and forget all that stuff. I mean, they probably already forgot, you know, about you. So it's like, you should just move on.
They have not forgotten. The proof is right there.
And Gilf is just like, staring back at the cave.
You know, I saw my friends once. After we had split up for a long time. I saw them out there in town. And I just hid.
Why would you hide from your friends?
I don't... It's like when we left, that was like the hardest thing I ever had to do. And if I saw him again, it's like, I don't know if I could do that again.
Then you're just running from yourself.
So if, like, you, like, saw your friends again, would you leave again?
No. Because in this time apart, I have come to learn they are not just my friends. They are my family.
Belagard, like, lifts up the last branch, and Gilf is standing behind him, and he leans in to, like, hug him from behind, and the tattoos under his shirt just start glowing like really brightly. And at the last second, like, Belagard just moves and he's like, he goes back into the cave.
Right.
And Gilbert's right. Just like hugging himself outside the cave.
Come on, Lance, we'll be late.
And the light just disappears and he's like, oh
yeah, I'm coming. Wait for me.
And they run back into the cave.
What's the largest thing I can push in front of this door?
The large pot full of boiling too.
That sounds risky.
Maybe we should hang it above the door.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea. Is there room that we could like jury rig it so that if the thing came through the door, it would pour hot boiling too on it?
You could certainly try. You do have a rope, some wood pieces.
Bugfly, yes. This is you. Huh. Tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Here we go.
Roll intelligent.
All right. 15.
Great. Okay.
So what you do is we need something that's weighted.
And I like start climbing on, like, I'm assuming there's like shelves. Is there shelves?
Yes, there's like a bookshelf.
Okay. I don't know.
Most definitely.
I'm well read.
Yeah. So I climb on some shelves and I secure, I create a hook above the door and I string the rope through the hook. And so it has a dangly part that we can tie the pot around. And then I create like this jointed mechanism. So when the door is open, it pops. And the thing will just spill over. No one can see what I'm doing on the podcast. I'm using a lot of handwork right now to explain what I'm doing.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it makes sense,
it's
I promise.
It's going to be awesome to edit.
Yeah.
I didn't zone out at all.
Anyway, it is very, very cool looking. And yeah, lots of knots.
And I'm wrapping my hands in my... Yeah, I know.
Someone's going to get hurt.
But if we pour hot boiling two onto all of its eye stalks at once, it'll be at least a distraction for us to get out.
I just want to point out that I did ask if the beholder comes in here a lot, and the answer was never.
Right. Well,
just the one time.
But
so
until
the
now,
likelihood it's going to come back is pretty unlikely.
Unless this is where it's chosen to live. Yeah. Like, it could have been scaring us out. I don't know what the hell this thing is.
Beholder's like living by the beach. Everybody knows that.
I'm going to wrap my hands in my robe so I don't burn myself and lift the pot into position as Bugfly has instructed.
Roll strength. Uh-oh. Roll sleight of hand.
Are you going to accidentally drop redemption in there?
I will kill all of you. That would be a 16.
14.
Okay. The trap has been set.
Great.
I'm so glad I have good ideas, like hanging our food far away so we don't have anything to eat for the night.
Lokar.
Hey, yes!
Does mines have other exits?
Nope. Just this one.
Just one?
Well,
how deep is this mine?
Pretty deep.
And it only exits one through this.
Yep.
It's not built to code. We don't like to talk about it. It invokes too
no,
many
hey,
questions.
Hey, you don't need code when you're a dwarf. This thing is built solid. It's also a relatively new mine. We've only been working it about 9-10 months now.
How deep does the mine go?
How deep does the mine go? How deep does the mine?
Regulations say we should have had at least 2 exit vents 2 months in, and you know this, Lokar.
I know, but we don't need them. It's only, I don't know, half mile or so.
Oh, wow, this is a real small mine.
I told you, it's relatively new. It's a 2-man operation, and I only got one set of muscle.
When you're half a mile inside absolute darkness, knowing the crushing weight of 10,000 tons lies above you, trust me, my friend, it's deep.
Bellegarde! Such a drama queen.
Hey, Lokar.
Yeah, what's happening?
What have you learned about Bellegarde since you guys shacked up?
I know he's very strong and very stupid.
Can I see that contract that you guys signed?
He, like, looks you over.
Why?
I like to educate myself, despite what people out there think of my stupidity.
Roll persuasion.
6.
No, I'm sorry. I'm gonna keep that to myself.
Are you sure? And yep. I make kissy lips.
Sorry.
Sorry. That is only...
Anyway, what brings you guys here?
We like exploring stuff.
There was a potato.
Oh, sounds tasty.
It was when it exploded.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Baked.
Yep.
Good story.
So we came here and we brought this stranger with us, which, honestly, dude, you're very lucky that you're alive.
I am very lucky that I'm alive. Yeah,
every day's a blessing.
Every day's a blessing.
Oh my gosh, you guys have been reading my pamphlet.
Seth, I don't know how much they've told you, but we are hunted by the Court of Crowns. It is dangerous for you to be with us.
The court is hunting you?
The corn is hunting us.
Mm-hmm.
The corn.
No, guys. The Court of Crowns is hunting us, and we'll be on our trail everywhere we go. Anyone around us is in danger. We cannot lie to them.
The Court of Crowns is haunting us.
Because they're dead and ghosts now.
And they're scary. Woo!
No, we're still wanted by the crown. We are marked everywhere. Well, at least you are. Frankly, I didn't kill the king and queen, but they did.
I didn't.
I didn't do that.
Wait. Who did I let into my precious mind?
Nothing to worry about it.
Roll intimidation.
10.
He backs up away from you like,
Bellegarde, what kind of company do you keep?
It's slightly unwarranted. The crimes that they've been charged with, slightly unwarranted.
Well, the court is in complete chaos now.
what's been happening?
Well, you know, I've been in this mine with you, but as far as I can tell, we have no true governing body. The different territories are fighting amongst one another.
Either way, we are in trouble. No matter where we go, we have to be careful.
I think we're always careful.
Redemption hops out of Beauregard's robes, goes over to the pack that Kane is holding, sticks her head in, and pulls out a small object, drops it on the floor in front of Kane.
Redemption, that is not yours. We've talked about this. Don't play with other people's things.
I want to scoop it up real quick.
Roll sleight of hand.
Oh, shit, minus three. Yeah, 13.
Well, you grab it real quick so no one else sees what it is, but they definitely see Redemption drop it in front of you and you grab it, but they don't know what it is.
I'm very, very sorry. Redemption has a problem with boundaries.
That's okay.
Was that a present?
A present?
Yeah, ooh. Did Redemption give you a present, Cranston?
No, it's just something from my pack. It dropped out.
Is it a gift for the possum god? If you give it a gift, it really likes you.
We're going to be here for a while, right?
Are we?
I think so. It feels like the door's pretty shut right now.
What if we all share what's in our pack?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
What's what?
In your hand.
It's just a little knick-knack that I got on my travels. I'm going to roll a deception. 8.
Well, he believes you, but he's still going to press because he is a miner, so he's curious in artifacts and things like that.
Certainly, I'm sure it is, but what is it? Maybe I could appraise it for you.
And he holds that bauble up to his head.
I am the best appraiser in all the land.
Oh, no.
Maybe I could trade you if it's valuable enough.
Really? What would you trade me for? I don't know, that bolstering bauble.
He, looks at it.
Perhaps. Depends on the value of what's in your hand.
What's the value of that?
You think this is my first negotiation? I don't say a number first, you do.
Well, I don't want to say a number first, you say a number first.
No, you say a number first.
You're the one who brought up trade. You know what? This deal is off.
Okay.
Rhoda's hanging upside down from one of the rafters.
Like a bat?
Like a possum.
Oh right, of course.
You see Redemption.
So
Redemption is nudging your body.
Oh, Redemption likes you. This is Redemption. Redemption, this is Seth.
We've met. Me and the cat have met.
The cat has a name. Her name is Redemption.
Redemption and I have met.
Excellent.
Where did you guys meet? Was it like a meet cute?
Listen, guys, we need to get out of here. There's guards on their way, probably way more than we just fought.
I thought we were going to rest here.
There's no way they would know we were in these mines. But they don't necessarily know we're in this exact mine. I mean, they need a lot of guys to search that whole area.
I don't want to say too much because this is your choice.
In my opinion.
Why, can't we take a long rest here?
I would agree. We're tired. We've used a lot of energy. That thing could be anywhere outside. If the soldiers do come, they may run into it first.
I have to say, stranger, you really reminded me of one of my old friends that used to, play out the cautionary tale of, avoiding potential danger that might not even be there.
I think there's a lot of danger out there, guys.
Yeah.
I think we should just keep moving at this point.
Bugfly, did you see his hand gestures?
Yeah, it was so familiar.
Yeah, they look like
roll
gilts.
Perception.
It's weird.
Question, does he have a unicycle hanging off his back?
I figured out the unicycle, actually.
Okay.
I use the fork as a frame on the backpack.
Awesome.
And the wheel is on the inside bottom of the backpack to hold the shape of it.
Do you have it with you?
Yeah.
But you put it inside so you couldn't see it.
Yeah, it's actually a part of the frame. So you wouldn't guess backpacks have frames on them.
Smart.
18.
Mm.
Oh, 7.
His demeanor reminds you even more strongly of Gilf. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, is this Gilf's brother? Cousin? How does he know Gilf?
I'm thinking all of those things, but all you hear is, huh? Who? Huh?
She thinks in real time.
Yeah. And Redemption is going around your legs, purring.
He turns to Lokar.
Okay, let's just say for fun, what would you give me for this?
So he pulls it out of his pocket. He thinks he knows what it is, but he obviously doesn't know what it is. And he puts it out on the table.
Lokar looks down. A look of shock comes across his eyes.
But What are you... What could you... How did you come in possession of this?
I'm going to roll an arcana, see if I know what it is.
Actually, roll history.
History? 19.
You look down. A look of shock comes across your face. It's a small brooch. On it is the seal of the Lillington family, one of the four families of the court.
Who would own that brooch?
Only members of the Lillington family.
Would Bellegarde recognize that?
Bellegarde, roll history. You might have been too proud of yourself to have noticed, because it's not your family.
That'd be a 9.
Nope.
It's a lesser family.
Can I roll history on it too? See if I know where it might come from or what it symbolizes, I guess?
Yes.
Like, who would wear that? Like,
yeah.
Is it just something the people in the village wear, or is it something like a prince would wear or something? 19 again.
You know that it is only worn by members of the family who are part of the court.
Oh.
So it's the highest ranking member of the family would wear this to signify that they are in fact a member of the government and holds an important vote for the people.
It's like the hand from Game of Thrones.
It's like the pit of the hand. Exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So each member of the court has one that signifies what family they're from. So when they enter to do their voting and deciding what the court wants to do, everybody knows who's involved.
So it's like a really fancy emblem, but with their seal or their
neat. Yes.
Okay, so I know it's from this family. I know the history of it. I want to roll an arcana, see if there's any magical properties on it.
Sure.
13.
You also remember that seals like this are what grant access to certain rooms that only members of the court can go into. Lokar's looking it up and down. Yes, I will most definitely give you my bauble in exchange.
Now you and I both know this is worth way more than that little bauble.
But it makes me feel good about myself. Don't you want to feel good about yourself?
Gilf looks down. God, I do want to feel good.
Here, former leader and arch nemesis to the Dungeon Rats. Megan Kenny, who would have thought such a great song could defeat such a great enemy? And Tom Fumo, for real, where does a hand get one of those baubles? Speaking of getting stuff, want some rad merch? Check out the link in the show notes. Also, Carlos is still sending out free stickers and buttons. Simply leave a review on your favorite podcatcher, take a screen grab, and send it to thedungeonrats@gmail.com with your mailing address, and we'll get something to you ASAP. You know, are you guys missing me yet? Anyway, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Carlos Luna and Patrick O'Rourke. This episode was edited by, with an original score from Carlos Luna. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luda. Bellegarde is Aram Fartian. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I guess that's it for me, Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.